With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. 24 hours after the results of the election, the outgoing and incoming MPs are both upbeat about the result. Conservative Rick Perkins defeated two-term Liberal incumbent Bernadette Jordan to take the riding of South Shore St. Margaret's by a 2,000-vote margin. Perkins ran in 2019 and says the experience helped as constituents recognized him when he came to their door.
Well, there's no question that this time I was much better known, you know, knocking on 15,000 doors in 2019 and then continuing my relationship with many of the people in the riding, the fishermen and the businesses that employ most of us in the riding, has made it easier, much easier in this campaign when I went door to door. People recognized me and remembered me.
Perkins says he had a sense people were looking for change when he was on the doorsteps.
The three biggest issues I got at the door was Justin Trudeau fatigue, healthcare, and a view that people wanted a change in who their actual member of parliament was.
For her part, Jordan acknowledges her role as fisheries minister contributed to the voter dissatisfaction in the riding.
Oh, you know, I think that it's been a tough year and a half as the fisheries minister. Obviously, the fisheries issue was a big concern for a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, it translated to votes. It's always tough being the fisheries minister because nobody really likes the person who makes the rules.
Jordan says she has plans to enjoy the first stretch of time off she's had in 6 years as she plans her next move.
Community has always been extremely important to me. And just because I'm not the elected official, it does not mean that I will not be involved in my community. I will still be. I'm just trying to figure out what capacity now.
The outgoing minister also acknowledged her staff of 5 in Bridgewater and 18 in her ministerial office will now be looking for work.
They're all going to be fine because they're all very smart and very capable people, but it's still really hard to see. They've been an amazing team that have supported me through a lot. And it's hard for people who have put their heart and soul into everything for 6 years to now be, you know, in a position where they're looking for something else.
Reflecting on her time in office, Jordan is proud of many accomplishments, including enshrining owner-operator into law, the removal of the cormorant from the Lehave River, and being instrumental in establishing a law to remove derelict vessels from waterways across the country. But most of all, it's the constituency work that Jordan will remember most.
The individual people who have come into our office for help, who have had problems navigating the government system or who have challenges and that we've been able to help them with whatever it is they're dealing with. And oftentimes people forget that that's one of the main jobs of an MP is to help their constituents.
Perkins plans to make constituent concerns the focus of his mandate. To that end, he will set up his primary office in Bridgewater and open another office in Shelburne to ensure people can get access to their MP. Perkins says he's keen to get going and won't take for granted the faith placed in him by the people of South Shore St. Margaret's.
It's overwhelming and humbling at the same time. As many of your listeners will know, I was the candidate in 2019 and the result was a little different than this one. And it was, you know, exciting to see the results last night and now the work begins.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.